All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Getting into the action today with MyBookie.com. I bombed on the first round. I can admit that, like a gentleman. Went the over-under of 2.5 quarterbacks. did not happen. All right, let's talk about those guys first, okay? So as far as quarterbacks are concerned here, first one off the board, Cam Ward. No shock, right?
Everyone knew that, yeah. Everyone saw it coming, yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. Jackson Dart. I had him in the first round. I said this on last week's show. That was fine.
He's a good-looking young man. Not necessarily a great quarterback.
Great-looking guy, though.
Great-looking guy.
And I think, as history shows, all great-looking quarterbacks usually succeed.
I don't know if that's true.
Hey, man.
Name one that hasn't.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
No. He's got a butt chin.
He's an objectively handsome man.
He's got a butt chin.
Cam Ward's another guy that's not a great quarterback, but you could tell from all the media we've seen since and the juxtaposition between him and Sanders exactly why Cam Ward got taken. It's because he's a fucking good dude that works his ass off and doesn't give a fuck about any of the accolades or any of this bullshit. All he wants to do is win and be good. And you can
I don't agree with that.
Well, you can agree with it or not, but that's a fact.
Well, Cam Ward got offered the Ohio State gig. He didn't. Mm-hmm. He said no. He wanted to be a fucking loser. So he lost.
What did he lose?
He didn't make it to the playoffs.
Who cares?
In a 12-team playoff, if you don't make it to a 12-team playoff, your team is a fucking loser.
The only player that played on that Ohio State team that'll be anywhere close to as good in the NFL as Cam Ward will be is Jeremiah Smith when he comes out next year. He will be the number one pick in the draft.
Not a prayer. And I think Cam Ward's going to be a fucking bust.
Nah,
I think all these quarterbacks suck.
Mm. He's a hard worker.
Yeah, he works too hard. He's going to be like Jalen Hurts.
Hey, he works hard with an agent behind the scenes to get $10 million from Miami.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's about it. Well, he got paid for it, for sure. But, like, he's not a guy that's interested in winning.
Man, based on the stuff I've seen, I disagree. Like, all he cares about – I agree with you to an extent that I don't think he thought that winning a national championship in college was going to get him where he wanted to be. And also, $10 million – what did Ohio State offer?
Financially, I think four.
So you got outbid by $6 million, by double?
Yeah, but why take that risk? Because I'm going to swing it around to you guys.
You mean from Ohio State's perspective, why don't you take that risk?
No. From the player's perspective, why don't you take that risk? And I'm going to swing it around to Quinn Ewers.
Okay.
Where did Quinn Ewers go?
UT.
How much did he make?
A couple million, I assume. I don't know how much.
Cool. How much did he make in the NFL draft?
Like 800 grand.
Sure did.
I respect him for that, though, and I'll tell you why.
You could have been throwing the top four wide receivers in the world. You would have been number one. Quinn Ewers would have been number one in this draft, and he fucked it all up.
Yeah, but Cam
Ward
would
have been back-to-back national champion.
Cam Ward was number one.
He was.
So he made $10 million, he's number one, and he's going to be good in the NFL.
And that's an anomaly, well, right? I don't think he's going to be good in the NFL.
TBD about the NFL because he's starting off on the Titans, and that can ruin anybody's fucking
right. Not a real franchise.
Not a real franchise. But let's switch it to Quinn Ewers for this exact same reason. The number got up to 8 with Oregon. He said no. And instead, he got $800,000 from an NFL team versus Oregon.
He's going to start for the Dolphins next year.
That's too much. Quinn Ewers is not good.
Quinn Ewers is good. No. He's raw. He just needs to be coached up. No. He's going to be the starter of the Miami Dolphins next year.
Nope.
You heard it here first.
No.
I
think he'll be forced into the starter because Tua's too dumb and he's going to get knocked out.
Yeah,
Quinn Ewers is good.
He might end up having to start a couple games because he's going to,
What made you think Quinn Ewers is good?
I watched him play at Texas.
Okay. And how many titles did he win?
It's really hard.
Will Howard, number one draft pick, confirmed. Yeah. Like, what is...
No, but I mean...
Who was your quarterback when you won the last national title?
It was a replacement.
Mm-hmm. He's won a couple Super Bowls.
How did Cardell do?
Yeah.
He got drafted in the first round.
No, he didn't.
Where did Quinn Ewers go?
Cardell Jones certainly did not get drafted in the first round.
What was his fucking draft?
I don't know if he did get drafted.
He sure the fuck
Cardell
did by the
Jones
Chargers.
Got drafted in, like, the fourth or fifth round.
Wait, where is it?
2016, 139th pick.
Fourth
so what
round.
Is that?
Fourth round. Boom.
Great. Where did Quinn Ewers go?
Seven.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been drafted.
Who?
He's not Quinn Ewers.
But like, what is? I don't know what winning a national championship has to do with anything. Stetson Bennett won two.
It's literally like saying, I don't think this person or that team's going to win a national championship or Super Bowl. Yeah, you're probably going
to
be right.
But don't you want to load your stats and throw to the best people you could possibly throw to?
He enjoyed his life in Miami. He got, like, I'm talking about Cam Ward, and he got the $10 million, and, yeah, he got drafted first overall. What's wrong with that?
I mean, as far as if the outcome is getting drafted high, then Cam Ward did the right
thing. Also, what's an easier path, like, before all this went down to the playoff? Probably the ACC, no? Not the Big Ten. Big Ten's harder.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
It is, but like for me,
Big 12's more offensive minded, but I don't know if he had an offer from any of those schools. I mean, A&M should have picked him up.
Yeah,
with all the money they've been fucking spending, they didn't even make an offer to any of the quarterbacks.
No. They thought they had guys.
They always
but also, if we're talking about character, which we are, How great was his character sitting out the second half and watching your team lose in a bowl game?
Who?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward. So it's a meaningless bowl game.
It's a meaningless bowl game. Everybody does that.
So he played the entire first half. And then also,
Bryce Young didn't. He played the fucking game.
He was in Pullman for most of his career, most of his college years. He wanted to go somewhere nice. Miami's nice. You don't want to go to – I mean, Columbus is cool too, I'm sure. I've never been, really. But I'd rather go to Miami.
Where's Cam Ward from originally? Because
Texas, maybe?
Let's see here. Let's look up where he's from, because I like Columbus too. As a matter of fact, if I had to pick between Columbus and Miami, I would probably pick Columbus.
I hate Miami.
In your early 20s,
yeah, because I'm always
you're a famous athlete.
But I'm a white that enjoys the cold. He is a black from West Texas, I think.
Is he from
West
Texas?
Does not enjoy the cold for sure.
Right.
He's probably the coldest he's ever been was probably in a football game. To be honest,
maybe.
I mean, if you're in the ACC, you play in cold games.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah,
and again, Syracuse, he was at Wazoo.
Yeah,
it's cold as hell.
Yeah,
He's from Texas originally here, but for me, this entire quarterback class was dog shit, and it didn't really matter anyways.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's definitely true.
My God, dude.
I wouldn't have taken Cam Ward first overall. I think that's crazy. I think he's a third or fourth round draft pick.
Same.
But to the original point, the juxtaposition between him and Shedeur Sanders and the reason they got drafted where they were isn't about – because I think Sanders is closer to being good in the NFL right now than Cam Ward is. He's got really good arm talent. He makes really good decisions and doesn't throw stupid passes.
Yep.
And that's – Cam Ward can't say that.
I haven't heard a bad word about Cam Ward.
No, but that's the thing. Interviewed really well. Fucking all the training tape shows him fucking ignoring all the – glamour and bullshit and just playing football, right? And I guess that's
Zero
what people
star
want.
Recruit.
Yeah.
Like, it was not even rated.
Yeah, which is kind of that kind of makes me irritated, to be honest, because I think Sanders is a year, maybe three tops away from being a legit, like, middle of the pack NFL quarterback. He's good.
And by the way, right? Sanders.
Off those rankings, that's why I'm not going to give up on yours yet, because he was the dude coming out of high school.
Yeah, and he's got good arm talent, too, so we'll see if hopefully he gets somewhere where they'll actually fucking develop. And Miami's got good offense, so if he does have to step in there, and there's worse things to do to throw to Tyreek Hill, frankly.
And they have another one, too.
Another what?
Receiver.
Oh, I thought you were going to say black.
Yes, also. Waddle.
Waddle. Jalen Waddle, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Shedeur Sanders lost money.
A ton.
Because he was eligible to play again.
All of them were. I mean, it's crazy to me. Like, why not stay with your dad and play one more year and get all that money? I don't get it. I don't get a lot of these guys. Quinn Ewers.
Well, the quarterback draft is a lot more competitive next year, but
is it though?
It is.
Who's in it besides Arch Manning? Who is in it?
I have to look. Aller. Hang on. He's not a factor.
Aller,
no,
he
he's
is
not.
Good.
We just watched him in the spring game.
Oh, my God.
You flew home early.
People throw interceptions in the spring game all the time.
You flew home early and caught up with us on the later flight, which was nice of you.
Yeah,
I waited. To sit in Chicago for 9 hours. That was, by the way, you didn't have to do it. Thank you so much.
Of course.
But you miss Aller through. They had in a spring game, that's the first time I've ever been to a Penn State spring game. They start with 7-on-7 drills.
Mm-hmm.
Which children do, essentially, right? And it's great. It's kind of a learning experience. And when you're 6 years old, it's awesome. So my kid's in right now. He threw a pick in a non-padded 7-on-7 drill, which I've never seen in my entire life, including at 6 years old.
He just didn't look good, though. It wasn't just the pick he threw. Everything was long or short.
He might have a huge leg brace on.
I don't care about that. Everything was long and short. Mm-hmm. Everything.
It's April.
How was he last season?
It was pretty good.
He was
not throwing picks. He overthrows a lot, so he reminds me of Russell Wilson. Just throwing that, or not Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Numbers at the end of the year look good, but on those meaningful plays, it's high and outside every goddamn time.
He just has no receiver talent.
That's also part of it, too,
but yeah. You still got to hit whoever's open on the team. I will definitely change my pick after seeing that game, because we were right there on the field. We got to see him up close and personal, and my God, man. He is not the quarterback that is going to win an NFL championship.
I think he's
going
to be a real problem for him not to have Tyler Warren on that team, man. Warren carried that team last year.
I love the kid from Mizzou, by the way.
He had 1,250 yards receiving and another 300 running or some shit like that. Prebula, yeah.
You're guy.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
So, by the way, behind the scenes, alumni, boosters, all that other shit, we were there.
Extremely
obviously,
bummed
we got
that.
Hard AF Seltzer here. Oh, not only bummed, they were pissed. They were fucking pissed. Because that could have been the guy. And that big body in there, I think he's 6'6"
He's a like fucking a big boy. Yeah.
So here's the class for next year.
Oh, you mean like, so here are the guys that are going in the first round, right? Arch is going to be the first overall pick unless it's Jeremiah Smith. Right. Can he come out?
Yes, he can.
Okay, so it'll be one of those.
No, I'm sorry, he can't.
Yeah,
no.
He's got one
no,
more.
No, he's got right? another year, yes.
So it'll Arch Manning will be number one. Alar will be in the top 10 probably unless he blows
Caleb
up
Downs
the
will be number two. We know the one and two already. Those two guys are locked
just quarterbacks.
I'm talking about just quarterbacks.
Oh, okay,
Sellers
gotcha.
From South Carolina yep. is going to be a lottery stud. Pick probably. As a matter of fact, if you haven't bet Sellers for Heisman already, I would recommend it at South Carolina. He's going to fucking throw up a bunch of stats this year.
I think that's going to be like a common dark horse Heisman pick.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's going to fall flat.
That's like an 8-win team.
You should definitely bet that. And then Neusmeyer from LSU is going to have a big-ass season this
now,
year, too.
Now, him, I'll bet on.
He's got the opportunity to work himself into a lottery pick as well, but I think four quarterbacks are going in the draft.
There's
in
also
the first
Nico.
Round this year.
Not going anywhere. And he's got an extra year. He was a true freshman.
Yeah, he does, but Nico's also, well, he's got to wait. So he was a true freshman. So
freshman. And not going anywhere. The UCLA team is terrible.
He's really got to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's got to repair his reputation more than play on the field.
You probably just auto bet any Oregon quarterback, so Moore is going to be the dude for Oregon.
Mm.
It's a better class. It's a better top of the class.
Dude, if Ewers had taken that money and gone to Oregon, he would be like a top five favorite to win the.
I 100% agree.
Plus $4 million.
I 100% agree. I don't get it either.
He fell in love with Texas and didn't want to not be a Longhorn.
I get it. I mean, he's from here. He's from.
But he could have done the Cam Ward and said, "All right, how much? $8 million? All right, yeah.
I will say this. I respect his dedication to his school. We don't see enough of that anymore. So, props to Quinn Ewers for being.
But that
like,
was not his school.
Yeah,
that
I'm fine with that.
School?
I mean, to be honest, I don't think that.
So to you, is Joe Burrow in Ohio State Buckeye?
No, he never played.
No, he never played. He broke his wrist during the week he was supposed to start.
But
he broke his wrist in practice.
I think
it is unfortunate.
Burrow didn't play.
No, he did not.
He threw passes for Ohio State.
In garbage time.
Yeah, not
yours
real.
Did ever throw a pass
the week,
for Ohio State?
Bob, the week he was supposed to start, he broke his wrist.
Yeah, but
it was the weirdest thing. In practice, it bashed on another kid's helmet, and therefore, me and any Ohio State fan should never claim Burrow because he didn't play until he got to LSU.
Forget about all that. Ewers, I think, is probably about, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think on par with Baker talent-wise entering the NFL. Whereas Baker went into a position where he was going to start because the Browns had nobody. They sucked.
Right.
And it was like their third first round quarterback draft pick in 6 years or some shit like that. So he was going to start.
I think Baker's a pretty good comp. And Baker, by the way, had way better receiving talent. Not that Ewers had bad receiving talent because it's Worthy and Golden are great. But like that Oklahoma team
and the offense, the offensive system too.
Yes.
Being in the Big 12 still helped.
That was in the no defense Big 12. Yeah,
I mean that was back in the day. Ewers played against. I mean the bulk of his time was against SEC,
yep.
And they were fucking serious.
Yeah.
Sort of. I look at Ewers right now. If he was on Oregon this year, I would pick them as the national champions.
Especially after seeing Alar and up close like that again. He looked terrible.
Terrible. So, I would put Ewers in the national championship conversation. For real.
But now, coulda, shoulda, woulda, so that's not going to happen anymore.
Well, look at Bo Nix. Are you talking about Bo Nix?
No, I'm talking about Bo Pribula.
Bo Nix is a great example of a guy who was just stuck at this shit school, goes to Oregon, becomes a first-round pick, and then comes in and plays, and he's a fucking dog.
In Nick's defense, he wasn't stuck at a shit school. He was stuck with a shit coach because Auburn is a good football school. But they have not
been ranked in years.
They will not be. They were not well-coached at the time.
No.
They haven't been ranked in years, though.
Hey, man, they got a natty in not even just my lifetime, and I can remember watching it. And they played in another one, 4 years after that? It's a good football program.
It used to be.
I think it's fine. I think Hugh Freeze will get them there.
He's probably
I don't know.
I think he will get him.
I don't know.
I think he will get him dangerous.
I don't know. But to me, the person I was most proud of during the NFL draft was actually Shedeur Sanders. For real, I talk a lot of shit about that guy. I talk shit about him on Twitter and everything else. To go through what he went through publicly on TV for 3.5 days, and then this shit kid, the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, kid. Did that prank phone call to him that went viral and everything else. I'd throw that kid in fucking jail. If I'm the Falcons, I'd fire this coach and I'd get him the fuck off my team immediately. Like, that's a line of bullshit that I can't cross,
man. That's a
man.
Rough look.
I can't fire this whole fucking staff, dude, for the Falcons. Like,
that does suck, and that was shitty.
But to treat a 21-year-old kid like that
for sure,
is fucking bullshit.
God forbid, you know, there's consequences for your actions, the way you're acting pre-draft. Like, Shador was being a total shithead.
And maybe he was.
I think Shador should get to whip that kid's ass.
Also, I do, too.
And to be fair, he wasn't treating a 21-year-old. He was a peer treating a peer.
Yeah.
Because the kid was also in college. So it wasn't like an adult picking on a 21-year-old kid.
But you're on a level that the entire world is watching you. There's a camera in front of your face. And you're like, you know what I'd like to do? Prank call you and pretend you got drafted. And then just have a little ha-ha giggle moment when my dad is the defensive coordinator for the Falcons.
You wouldn't do that in college?
Fuck no.
To fuck with somebody's life like that? No, I would not do that.
I will say this.
Do you know we had a rule in Ohio State? If you took the Brutus head... Anybody, it was fight on site, and I physically saw one of my fraternity brothers get the absolute dog shit kicked out of him, and I didn't do a fucking thing because he was an asshole who stole the fucking head. There's rules. There is rules, believe it or not. And this kid got fucking bruised to death for it. He deserved every fucking inch of it. Like, there's rules to it. So, yeah.
Here's the thing I'll say about that, too, with Shador. That sucks for Shador, but you know what? I'd rather be the guy getting prank called. Like, at the end of the day, you're winning.
Yeah.
You know what? You're the person doing something. Well, that's why I don't.
I think he's going to be good in the NFL. I really do.
I do too. And by the way, the
he's
other
be a great backup for Dylan Gabriel.
God, that part I don't.
Gabriel
understand.
Got like drafted in the second round.
I don't. 5'11", Dylan Gabriel.
I don't understand.
Next, Drew Brees.
I don't understand why Cleveland waited that long to draft Sanders, and I don't understand. They just didn't plan on drafting him is what it was. And then he was still available at 5, and they're like, fuck it, why not?
I heard a clip this morning on ESPN Radio that the Browns GM was just like, the value was insane at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, and they just announced,
assets
by the way,
point.
Right now, breaking news, they said the Browns are going to pass on Pickett's fifth-year deal option. So they're getting Pickett the fuck out of there, and those two kids are going to stay for a while. And
Flacco will start.
Yes.
Yeah.
For now.
I'm hyped, though. I'm glad, you know, we got Pickett out of Philadelphia, brought our baby boy home.
Small hands?
McCord. Kyle McCord.
Oh, God, dude. When I saw that, can you believe that? Was he drafted ahead of Shador Sanders?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on,
so we've
dude.
Been waiting for Philly to have a quarterback for years.
Now we got Kyle McCord.
Finally,
what
you got Kyle McCord.
McCord. Nick Foles is it. Like,
I would love it so much, dude.
It'd be awesome.
It's too late now, though, because Hurts has already won one. But if he didn't, if they had lost this year, then fucking he'd come in and win.
I
won.
Actually don't
God
think he got drafted before Sanders. He might have been like a six-round pick.
Check that, Dan. I think McCord went before Sanders.
I think he was sixth, but...
It was six.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like this kid even more. I know he was a dickhead before the draft, but like to put up with all this fucking bullshit over the weekend, have a good attitude about it and everything else. Because at the end of the day, I forget who said this, but I believe the same thing. You get the opportunity and the chance. That's really all you need. Yep. You can make a gajillion dollars off after that. You're on a field with an NFL team. Now it's up to you. So we're going to see how great he is.
And for him, too, is a little less pressure than, say, Cam Ward, who grew up in West Columbia, Texas, because Shador Sanders grew up rich.
Yeah, yeah. Very rich.
So he's got a safety net that a lot of other people, most probably of the other people in the NFL draft, do not have.
Yeah. I think Shador will probably end up being better than Cam Ward.
I think that's probably right, yeah.
Well,
I personally think he's way more talented as a quarterback, not as an athlete necessarily, but as a passer. Already, he's light years ahead of what Cam Ward can do. He grew up with football like that in a way that, like, the way that you see fucking Fernando Tatis Jr. swing a fucking baseball bat, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's just different for guys like that. But it will come down to drive, and I think that's the thing that makes these NFL coaches nervous.
Yeah.
It's like this guy's walking around with a Louis Vuitton box full of fucking cash. What the fuck is that about?
Dayball said he was like the worst interview ever.
Who?
Dayball.
Coach of the Giants.
Which one?
The bald head.
Brian
Shador. No, no, no. Which player? I'm sorry.
Shador Sanders.
Oh, doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
Doesn't shock me at all.
Is Deion doing his kid any favors by making him a copy of himself? Deion got, like, the attitude came with conditions. You had to fucking win.
Uh-huh. You can also do that as a corner. I don't know if you can do that as a quarterback.
I think
to be flashy like that, yeah, I mean, you're going to get rocked.
I think you can, but you got to be one of the best there is. And like going 13-12, ain't it.
How many flashy, like super flashy quarterbacks in the history of the NFL like that? Because Lamar's quiet. He's not flashy
like
that.
It's like a Manziel type situation.
Joe Namath
Lamar has never said one fucking word.
Joe Namath, though. Joe Namath was flashy.
Yes.
For sure.
Yep. Burrow's a little flashy.
Burrow's a little bit.
But he backs it up. But he backs it up. Every time he started.
Philip Rivers was like that. Talk more shit than anybody in the history of the NFL, if you ask me.
Mahomes has gotten it like that.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, rare, and they're all great. Yes. So, like, go out there and talk your shit, but you got to go fucking prove it. You can't talk shit when you're riding the bench, though.
Yep.
You got to keep your mouth shut for the next 2 years and then get a starting spot. And also,
no offense to Shedeur Sanders, but Deion was 10 times the athlete Shedeur Sanders is.
Well, he's also, like, playing at...
It's two different positions. Yeah. It's hard to tell yet.
And Deion is the best quarterback that's ever played football.
Let's say something else about that is that Deion also played two positions in two different sports.
Later in the year, though. No, later in his career.
In two different sports.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, Shedeur Sanders couldn't be an MLB player.
Oh, no.
Like, Deion Sanders is one of the best athletes of the last 40 years.
Yeah. There's only been three of them, right? Brian Jordan, Deion, and OJ. Or OJ.
Bo-J.
Can you imagine Bo-J?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, look, you murdered two people.
It's like
that's
the nicest
sport.
Dude from Alabama ever.
Don't recommend getting a Bo-J. That's when just two elbows.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great.
There's no lube that's going to make that
great.
Soft. Yeah.
But one thing, though, that was Shedeur Sanders in particular for me was you're at a shit university that was starting over. You didn't have anybody. All he had was Travis Hunter to throw to, essentially. And Travis Hunter's also playing defense.
Argue that.
They had a bunch of receivers.
Yeah.
The problem was the offensive line.
And he was running for his life on every single down.
At Jackson State, they did a better job of it because it's a different competition.
HBCUs.
But he's going to have to relearn the 1, 3, and 7-step drop because he didn't do that at Colorado. He never had the chance.
No.
So he's got to relearn that. That's going to take a year.
I mean, the book on him, too, was, his offensive line sucked, but he still took sacks.
Yeah.
Like, that were
lot,
on
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. I mean, so one thing I saw over the weekend was the footage of the Alamo bowl game against BYU, which he did play in, fair enough. And BYU just there's literally a clip on him of the sideline looking at an iPad being like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I can't figure out what they're doing.
Right.
And his brain was putting a pretzel.
Yeah. So if BYU is confusing the fuck out of you in your last college game, when you're the most experienced you're ever going to be in college, it's not maybe a first round prospect. I don't know.
Well, look, Dan and I, we've always said this in the show. We never thought he was a first round prospect.
I said round 4 or 5.
Yeah, and the fact that everybody else made such a big deal out of it, I think this is partially why I'll stand up for him. Another reason today is like he wasn't supposed to go in the first anyways. So like clearly,
I think it was more Deion tweeting and chirping saying my son's going to be a top 5 pick,
and that's fine. But blame it on the dad, not the son, because. They did pull him out.
The son was a dickhead a lot of the time.
But that's because your father is. You're going to emulate your father.
I mean, but imagine, for instance, it's like a Lonzo Ball situation, except Lonzo Ball actually has influence. You know what I mean? What NFL team wants to deal with that? Because LeVar Ball can say whatever, and people can just ignore him and be like, whatever, dude, you only have one leg. But with the other...
So does Deion.
And also, Lonzo was kind of humble and chill.
No, I'm sorry. I meant LeVar.
The kids were great.
Yeah. I meant LeVar. But with Lonzo. But like with Deion, we were talking about this off-air before. Deion wants to coach his son again, wants to coach in the NFL. What coach-GM combo wants to deal with a dude when you, like Dan said before the show, you start out 1-3 because you're the fucking Browns.
Right.
And Deion's on Twitter... calling the Browns, being like, let me coach. This guy ain't shit. I should be there. What organization, if you're running it, like you're not the owner, but if you're the GM and coach, what organization wants to deal with that?
Oh, I agree. Like, I think 90% of this is on Deion, the father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's
90%.
I think it's 100% because
he raised him.
He talks all this shit and he fucking puts all his meetings, his private team meetings on YouTube and shit.
Right.
To show how good of a fucking man and coach he is. You didn't teach your kid how to go interview for an NFL job.
And by the way,
really? I mean, like, you should be the expert at this shit.
Yeah.
Because not only are you a coach.
That's the 10% that I'm talking about is like, hey, dude.
Well, I know, but still, like, he's a grown man, so he's got to take some responsibility for it, too. But Deion definitely could have fucking set him up for success.
He did him no favors whatsoever. And
Stefanski's been there, by the way, since 2020, so he's not a new coach. He's young, he's 42, but he's been in Cleveland for a while. And they've butt-fucked him every year.
Yeah.
Letting Baker go was stupid.
Yep.
Right? That was dumb as fuck. And then whatever they pulled with Deshaun Watson, that they don't fully recover from that until next year.
Well, they did get draft capital back by trading back.
They do. Yeah, they did, but I mean, they did a little bit, but they're not fully healed until next year.
Jacksonville.
Sort of. But what if Hunter ends up being the guy?
I think Hunter is going to be good, but I don't know if he's worth, you know,
yeah,
the next round's first round.
We won't know until this year. So, and what if he is the guy? Then Cleveland fucked it up again.
How many current players in the league who are good would get a first and second round pick in exchange for a trade? It's not a lot.
No. I mean, the last time I think it happened was maybe Julio Jones. That's the only one I can remember.
I don't think that turned out to be worth it either, did it?
Well,
Julio Jones, first round pick for Julio Jones.
He was awesome, man.
He was a Hall of Famer.
I know that, but when that trade happened, was it like 8 or 9 years into his career?
No, it was the draft.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when he moved to Tennessee.
Just the NFL draft. The Falcons moved up, and I believe they gave a 1 and a 2 for him for that player, and it turned out to be great.
They should have gotten a championship out of it.
So now we'll see what happens with Hunter here. I don't know what to think of this kid.
It would be sick if he wins both offensive and defensive player, rookie of the year.
How good do you think he's going to be?
I think he has the drive to
be. He's got great hands. His size is going to be a problem as a receiver, so he's not going to be a wideout probably, but as a slot guy, he's got great fucking hands.
Well, here's what's interesting. Sorry to interrupt you.
You're fine.
The Browns said we're going to draft you as a wide receiver.
Mm.
They traded out of that. The Jaguars then, it flipped. If you guys were watching the draft live and said we're drafting you as a cornerback.
He's immediate impact as a corner. Like, if you, especially after watching Cooper DeJean, like this year, I mean, like, Travis Hunter, immediately, right away, lockdown corner. I have no questions about that. And then, like I said on a show a couple weeks ago, I think the plan is going to be he's going to have packages on the offense. Mm. But the defense, being a cornerback requires more attention than a wide receiver. Like, you can just go be a wide receiver, run the route you're supposed to run, whatever. But a cornerback, you have to know kind of – there's more moving parts to understanding that position. So he's probably going to be mostly in the cornerback room, and then it'll be like, hey, buddy, here's your 8 plays for this week on offense.
Yeah, and we'll see with the cornerback thing, too. So there's cornerbacks you can throw at and ones you can't. And it's not just about coverage. It's also about hands because a lot of cornerbacks are there. Like, if it's a cornerback that's over 5'10", they're probably there because they couldn't catch the goddamn ball, right?
Yeah.
That's usually, like, the taller guys that play cornerback can't catch.
But by the way, it's what I tell 6-year-olds. The reason that kid's not a wide receiver is he can't catch the fucking ball, and that's why you're a cornerback.
But
right
he
now.
Can,
move
right?
Corner.
So you're like, it's going to be
6. You know that answer.
You're going to have to look at the spray chart to quantify how good Travis Hunter is in the NFL.
And I don't know,
you're going to look to one side of the field and be like, oh, they didn't throw the ball one goddamn time over there. Because it's not just about him batting down passes; it's about pick sixes over and
totally.
Over again.
But here's the biggest issue with Hunter and why I don't know how good he's going to be is. It was a shit Colorado team that played shit teams all year round. He was the greatest on both ends. Mm. So, like,
right, how many receivers did he play? Like, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that answer. Like, because he wasn't going against a Luther Burden or a fucking Jeremiah Smith or anybody else.
There are some receivers in the Big 12 that got drafted.
I guess two Iowa State dudes got drafted in the fucking
kid from
first
Arizona State.
Round. Mm. Yeah, fuck Ted.
Did Arizona State?
No, Arizona.
Arizona State, too. Okay. But also Arizona.
McMillan? Did they play Arizona? I think they did.
Yeah. He shut down McMillan because everyone got shut down.
Everybody did.
That was insane first-round pick.
But he was the first receiver off the board was McMillan.
I know. It was fucking nuts, dude. It's nuts. It's absolutely fucking nuts. All right, before we go ballistic on the rest of this draft here, let's get to the sponsors. MyBookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I lost $1,000 on my bookie this weekend. I went over and under 2.5 on wide receivers, won that. Great. Running backs, did not. Just missed that by one fucking pick. Wasn't amped about that. And then obviously the quarterbacks was a weird sitch, man. Trading back in for Jackson Dart, I thought was going to happen. But I thought Shadur would have gone along somewhere in there. And that did not happen. However, they do give you a rake back. So let's say you had a shitty weekend like me. Well, congratulations. You can get a rake back from those guys. And look, it's awesome. You can put that into a parlay. Bob, you're doing some baseball parlays. Who is it?
I'm just doing a little mini one today. I'm going, it's 4-1 odds, so I'm going Braves money line against the Rockies. I will do Braves, Rockies over on the runs. It's at 10 because they expect a lot. Braves pitcher's not great. Rockies are just ass in general. And then Dodgers -1.5 against the Marlins.
God, the Dodgers are good, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marlins are not.
It's just so fucking good.
The Dodgers, are doing this, and three of their starting pitchers are on the DL.
They don't have any pitching right
it's
now.
It's the craziest team I've ever seen in my life.
I don't even think they're in first place right now, are they?
No.
They're all within like a half game.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
But that's just saying the divisions.
The division's loaded.
The Giants are in first place.
Yeah.
But the division's so loaded that it's like, cool, man.
I'm the baseball guy here.
I know.
We know you're the baseball guy. So go to mybookie.com and on that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. After the draft is over, you can bet on the Super Bowl champion. You can bet on the Super Bowl champion MVP, MVP of the league. All that stuff is already up because everybody's been drafted here. There's some late-minute picks that are going on here at the end of it. Some guys that are getting bought out and being signed by other teams. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye on that if you believe in it. One guy that altered my mind today that I read, and I couldn't fucking believe it. DJ Ukulele.
Tight end?
Nope. Quarterback?
Yeah.
He made a practice squad. Do you know what his contract was?
$300,000.
$30,000.
$4,000.
Four? Yeah.
Four, guys. Four.
Good for him.
That's four. Not a practice squad.
Though. Why wouldn't you stay an extra year in college? I don't really understand that.
I don't think he had eligibility.
No, he was a fifth year.
Was he?
Granted, I don't know how long you can stay in college now.
Yeah.
Between COVID, the extra like
6 years.
Medical. Yeah.
6 years, apparently.
I think that Vandy quarterback's going on is.
There was a dude at Miami that was there for like 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, $4,000 is what he signed for. $4,000 today. So
well, he should put that on my bookie and try to turn it into something.
And bets with us or against us.
He's got to get those reps in, and then he'll be on The Bachelor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. It'll be like a Jesse Palmer.
Or like a Colton, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
The Roger brother.
Underwood.
Yeah.
Underwood, yeah.
Roger brother went on The Bachelor, too.
He sure did, yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah. You got to be a brother.
Yeah, you can't actually play in the NFL. You just got to.
Yeah.
You got to be on a practice squad there. You got to be on a practice squad. But tons of stuff to bet on here. So it's going to be a blast coming up. I've already bet on the Heisman next year and everything else, man, already. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, here's where your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone. That's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormone, more specifically its end result growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases every year after puberty, which may explain your poor performance in the gym. Or even excess body fat. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatment. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more or click the link in the audio and video description via Bob here next to me and use that promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off. Use it for over a year. Pop it underneath my tongue, dude, right before 9-9. I know it says in the morning. I use it before 9-9, dude. I pop up. I feel great. And I don't even sleep that much.
Well, yeah, so. You go to bed in the morning. So
I sure do. I go to bed very, very late, and that's true here. So it helps me, and it's rad. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. You want tickets to any of these events. Man, I got hammered this weekend with Texas versus Ohio State tickets. That's going to be a big one, obviously. That'll be a 1-2 matchup, Labor Day weekend, opening week of college football. Those will be expensive. I'm just going to tell you that now. I'm going to give you the heads up. However, every other game opening weekend will be cheap as fuck. Feel free to get that. We got concerts. We got NFL. Cowboys are probably going to be dog shit this year. So, like, you can buy Cowboys tickets and you can literally motocross, monster truck, anything you think of, comedians, you can get tickets on drinkingbros.com. It's $10. I'm sorry, drinkingbrostickets.com. And it's $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least is wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. 36 hours left to invest in the company. That's it. Left 30% of the company open up to you. You can invest in it. You guys have supported us over the years. You might as well own the company. That way you were drinking it, tagging pictures of the products and everything else. At least you were investor in the company. And it is only open for 36 hours. The SEC and the government shuts that down after a certain period of time. And apparently ours is up. So we've overstayed our welcome. All right, back to the NFL draft here. Who do you think was the biggest winners and losers here? We'll start with you, D'Anthony.
Giants did pretty well, I think.
Okay.
You know, good draft. I mean, you have to, like, Kentucky win it just based on expectations from an organization and how stupid they can be. I think the Falcons did really well just to stay calm.
I did too. Just stay calm. That was like the first time.
And take the best.
I know.
Person in the on the board at the time.
Yep.
I think those two organizations specifically, I was happy with for their fan base that they didn't do retarded stuff. Also happy with Green Bay. I don't think. I can't say for sure that whole preamble was a dig at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That for the first time since 2002, we're taking a receiver.
Like it, didn't it?
It. I mean, look, they were in Green Bay, so whatever the fuck. If he had done that and anywhere else. Maybe you can get away with it, but he was obviously talking shit.
Because Golden went there.
Yeah.
Which is rad.
Yeah. The Bears solidified the shit that they needed to. I'm very curious to see if Caleb Williams can turn into a real quarterback now because he's got it all. He's got the line. He's got an extra receiver. The run game's pretty decent.
Now he's got a tight end. He's got the top tight end in the draft.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the kid from Michigan. Yeah. But the
Colson Loveland, yeah.
The defense sucks in Chicago. So it's going to be a shootout every week.
They need a coach,
but that's what's been going on. Yeah, they definitely need a coach.
They just got a coach.
Yeah. No, they sure didn't.
Come on now.
Bears?
Come on.
The Bears.
You like the Bears coach?
The guy who was the offensive coordinator for the Lions until the end of last year?
That's not a transferable skill.
I understand that, but if you're not literally hiring someone who was already a head coach, that was like one of the hottest hires.
Yeah, Bob, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
2 years ago, you shit on the Lions for taking Jahmyr Gibbs at 11.
I'm anti-hiring an OC.
That's a non sequitur.
The hot young OC.
The Bears are on the same trajectory that Minnesota and Detroit were on 4 or 5 years ago, which is start, build offense, and then back up. Once you have your offense set, build defense around it.
Yeah.
So they're going to suck, win 9 games this year probably. Next year, if they get a cut, like if they get a decent draft pick and get an edge rusher and then maybe in free agency pick up another guy next year, then 2027 season, you're talking about a contender for the NFC North. Yeah. Like, no shit. And that's going to be then the toughest division in all of football.
It might already be.
But Minnesota's good. And fucking Detroit is good. They're going to be healthy this year.
Yeah.
And Green Bay is good. And if the Bears are also good, then everybody's good.
I just think, like, the guy that calls plays that's young and flashy, it's a dime a dozen these days.
I agree with that.
Everybody hires that guy now.
But a lot
of them work out. It's worked out a couple times. Like in Green Bay, it worked.
Sean McVay.
McVay worked.
I know.
They got a 32-year-old GM for the Jacksonville
even
Jaguars.
Even Daniels is a good coach. I mean, look.
Sirianni was an OC, but not
just
really.
Because fucking Tua's brain falls out of his head every fourth game. Right. It's not Daniels' fault.
Yeah. And honestly, I know we like to shit on him, rightfully so, but Kyle Shanahan is still probably a top 10 coach in the league.
Yes, but here's the thing. These guys are all coming from the trees of Shanahan and McVay. Like, it's mostly just if you had a cup of coffee with Kyle Shanahan at one point in your life, you get a head coaching job.
So the only team to grade an A-plus in this draft, according to ESPN, was the Browns.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's because Mel Kiper fucking loves Shador.
Loves Shador.
But here's the thing. You took Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Then you took Shador.
Stud.
You drafted out of fucking either Abdul Carter at 2 or Travis Hunter.
Yeah,
like,
but they got draft capital.
Mason Graham
it,
is good.
Can I tell you who
Mason
I like?
Mason Graham is great. Yeah. But Abdul Carter is my favorite player in this entire draft.
Yeah, he's the best player in the draft for sure. But I think what they were thinking is, because what I was thinking was, what I think most people were, is that Myles Garrett's there, you pair him up. When you're ready to sign his fifth-year deal, Garrett's probably going to be able to let him go and not pay for him again.
But imagine those two guys coming at you every fucking
game. Well, now
you're
going to have Mason Graham. They're following the Eagles model, which is to shore up the interior defense after you have a great edge rush like that. And it's a smart move, to be honest. They were already good defensively last year. You're looking at maybe the best defensive team in football now.
My unbiased opinion, the Eagles had a great draft. But also, I really
who's
liked
the Cooper DeJean from this draft?
Yeah. Well, we just kept going back to the Bama and Georgia. Well,
that's all you got to do.
You got Jahad Campbell, who's great. Yeah. I agree. And then, by the way, not only these greats, but they're safe picks that it's just like, okay, cool. No one's going to come after you for these picks. Like, no one. Like, no one's going to come after Howie for these picks.
Again, another unbiased opinion. I think Denver got the best running back in the draft.
With who?
R.J. Harvey.
Oh God, not a fucking prick.
R.J. Harvey's a stud.
He's good. And he like I think for the value of it, He's fine, but
he's going to run for like 1,500 yards in Denver.
With McVay, he'll be the only guy.
With Peyton.
Yeah, he'll be the only guy there running the ball because I don't know any of their running backs. I think Ashton Jeanty will be really fucking good in the NFL with a big line.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Yeah. And Pete Carroll runs the ball over and over and over again.
He got his Marshawn Lynch for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he'll be great. Looking through this first
although I don't like he was saying in Green Bay, not enough to do. A man that came from Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
Said
yeah.
Green Bay didn't have enough things to do. Don't know if I necessarily like that guy going to Las Vegas.
Have you been to Boise?
Never been to Boise. I hear good things.
So do I. So I don't know. I don't want to shit on it because I've never been. So I don't know.
I hear like
I love you, Boise.
I hear like good place to raise a family.
That's what I've heard too.
It was a boom. Yeah, it was a boom in.
But I also heard the bars are black. Like
real estate market when I was doing hard money. So. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, booze wise, those guys are ordering more cases than the rest of the country, and it's a very small population. So they apparently party. But we'll see. Going through the rest of this draft here. Seahawks.
Seahawks are a contender.
Okay, with who? Who's their quarterback?
Sam Darnold. Ugh. On a team with a decent offensive coordinator and actual wide receivers, that dude showed us last year that he could put up some fucking numbers.
But he lost DK Metcalf. He lost Tyler Lockett. He's got Jackson Smith and Jigma.
He's got Cooper. No, he's got Cooper Kupp.
Oh, they got those two guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another
and,
one.
And MVS.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, whatever. Mm. But and they also drafted, I think, what was that fucker's name? Arroyo, the tight end from Miami, had a really good year. So they got a tight end. They did okay.
Their coach is an wise. NPC.
Exactly.
Mike MacDonald.
For the Falcons here, because a lot of people were asking me during the drafts of why I you know don't have the reaction I typically have, is these are the guys that I wanted. Jalen Walker was there at 15. I told you guys this live. I said, hey, dude, why are we running on the clock? Just pick this guy. He's great. Trading back into the first to get that kid out of Tennessee, James Pierce Jr. Great. I'm fine with that.
Who ended up with Will Johnson in the second round?
That's who I really want to know because that's criminal. He was – dude, I saw – Will Johnson in person, and my God, dude, he locked on everybody.
I think we cracked the case. Nobody showed up to his birthday.
How many fucking times are you going to pull that door handle, sweetie? Just grab the whole 12. Grab the whole fucking 12.
Arizona, I mean,
you
Cardinals.
Are over there the cranking on that them. Goddamn thing like it's a fucking garage sale in 1973. Grab an entire 12 and pull it out.
You can do that after.
You still
the
got
show.
A lot yeah,
whatever
of
meth you're on.
My
I don't
God,
think we need
dude.
To do that right now.
Jesus,
yeah, the Cardinals got Johnson.
Oh, I went to Cardinals.
Yeah,
God, that is a fucking death zone over there.
They're getting better.
They're not until they get rid of Kyler Murray.
He's too, but he's too good to get rid of, right? Mm. He's just good enough to be a starting quarterback.
He is. He's like 22, right? So what do you do? You don't cut the 22 guy.
Kyler is like a top 15 guy.
I will say this. The two biggest steals of the draft, I'll just make this the homer side of the table here. One, fucking Luther Burden to the Bears. I'm so excited to watch that offense.
Anywhere outside of the fucking top 15 to get him is crazy.
Here's the thing. So for Caleb, he's got Colson Loveland, Luther
and,
Burden to
and
throw
Odunze.
To.
Roma Dunze
and DJ Moore.
And they rebuilt the offensive line.
Isn't Keenan Allen still there?
I don't know.
That like, offense I mean, is going to be fun.
Like that,
no shit. Yeah.
The Bears are going to be must watch because every game is going to be a fucking shootout.
I don't think they're going to be good. I think they'll be fun.
Yeah.
They'll win nine games. They'll average like fucking 32 points a game, and they'll average giving up 31 points.
They're still
a game.
The Bears.
They're like, going to be a blast to watch one way or the other. Like if you're not a Bears fan, will hate watching it in a way. But I am going to love watching it. And the other one that I thought...
The compared to like what they've seen throughout the last like 20 years. Yeah.
This is better. This is the best product.
At least it's entertaining.
This will be the best product the Bears have put on the field since the mid... Like the Rex Grossman. I know that sounds weird, but they actually had some success with Grossman.
Yeah.
Like 2006 to 2008, that time period, they were pretty good.
And then the other steal...
But wait, real quick, for the life of me, I don't understand how Luther Burden got fucked. Do you know something that I don't know behind
he's
the
a
scenes?
Diva. I told you there was like a little bit of like people tried to say off-field issues, and it's like, dude, he's never had a single like no problem with a girlfriend.
Not one.
The only thing is he was like kind of a diva or something like that, but like not really. And like
if he was a wide diva, receiver, he would have transferred to Ohio State. If he was a fucking diva, like
he's a wide receiver. He better be a diva,
right?
To be honest, at least a little bit.
Other than that, I really. Oh well, the other thing was Mizzou's offense was took a huge step back this year. Brady Cook was hurt half the year, and then our backup was ass.
Yeah, but that's like he's the best comp for Mike Evans that's in the league right now, or that came
agree.
Out of this draft. I don't understand.
They have the same body types,
like big body, good hands. Yes. Like, what the fuck?
Don't understand at all is Tyler Shuck.
Oh, I don't get that either.
I don't get that at all.
Answer me this question, because Dan and I had this debate on the way to the
second.
Wait, hang on. Dan and I had this debate on the airport, and we couldn't tell. So you guys answer this for us. Was that throw that they kept showing us at the combine over and over again a joke, or was that a real pass? Dan and I could not figure it out.
It looked like Uncle Rico.
It has to be a joke, right? Yeah. It was so bad.
The way he spins and then throws it like this from his hip, that's Uncle Rico.
The way he was moving, too.
That's my 6-year-old.
He had to be fucking around for
but
that.
But the other pick I loved, and I want to give Ohio State some flowers here.
Sure.
Huge steal in the fourth round, Sawyer to the Steelers.
Mm. Oh, my God.
That guy, so I was at the Cotton Bowl where we played Ohio State.
Yep.
That guy is a menace. Our offensive line was incredible. Our whole offense played, and that guy was a fucking nightmare.
Yep.
And he was the same guy who strip sacked Ewers in the playoff game this year. That guy's fucking everywhere. They just got he is like a TJ Watt type of dude.
But this is what I talked about when I'm talking about with a character guy versus a Cam Ward. So their entire defense, 8 starters on defense sat out. Jack Sawyer goes, you know what? I love this school. I'm gonna fucking play this game, and I don't give a shit who's out there. Yeah. And like for me, I love guys like that, and I root for guys like that, which is why I root for a Bryce Young. Or any of these other guys who were like, you know what? It's my team, dude. I'm going to go out and fucking play.
Yeah,
fuck you guys.
Baker, I don't.
That's why I root for Baker right now.
Baker never would have sat out a bowl game.
No. Ever.
I don't care how small.
And by the way,
that's why I love that motherfucker
too much
now.
Well, he didn't have to because he kept making the playoffs.
He did.
But I mean, but that's why you grow to love a certain player or a team and everything else. I think the fact that he went to the Pittsburgh Steelers is the perfect fit for the perfect dude
also
on the planet. If Aaron Rodgers goes there, they could win a fucking Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, that is a fucking steal. That is going to be insane.
So,
I agree.
So paired up now with Derek Harmon on interior, who they also drafted, right? Minkah Fitzpatrick, Alex Highsmith, and fucking TJ Watt. I mean, they're not 5 better players on one defense than that.
Sign Aaron Rodgers and watch that fucking locker room explode.
DK hey,
they
Metcalf,
they signed Will Howard, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers is done.
That's fine.
Toast.
Look, quarterback aside, I'm just saying they will eventually have a quarterback, and Sawyer's going to be a rookie. Like, that's just a steal. Like, fourth round, that's crazy.
Yep, I agree.
I think they should run Mason Rudolph out this year, win 4 games, get the number one pick of the draft next year, and take Arch Manning and make it a fucking team.
Yeah.
I think they go after Rodgers. I think Rodgers has got something to prove. Look, if you believe the reports out of Falcons camp, which I told you about last week, they said, I hate to say this, and it pains my soul.
Cousins is healthy.
They said Cousins looks fucking incredible, and then he looks absolutely healthy, and that's why they did the picks they did in this draft. They loaded up the defense because the offense was set, and that's why they did that, because Kirk Cousins looks so fucking good.
I can buy that.
I think, well, look, you're looking at 2 guys coming off of Achilles at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. Rodgers to the Steelers, they could win the fucking Super Bowl this year.
Rodgers has lost his mind, though.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is not insane.
You wouldn't bet on Rodgers this year?
No.
For the Steelers with that talent?
No. That's a 7-win team with Aaron Rodgers.
2 out of the best 10 wide receivers on that team.
They make the playoffs with worse.
Yes.
I understand. Look, if there's one guy who's going to handle the locker room, it's Tomlin.
I love Mike Tomlin.
Aaron Rodgers has never had a coach who could stand up to him.
I guess it doesn't matter. He'll come out with the American flag, game 1, tear his fucking Achilles again.
You know what? He's not. He's going to play most of the game on grass again, at least.
But
the Steelers also picked up Caleb Johnson from Iowa, who had 1,500 yards rushing last year.
Exactly. And, like, by the way, great running back. He was just stuck on that shit team.
And Jalen,
like,
Warren's good, too. He just can't fucking stay healthy. But if you split the carries, now you got something going there.
I told Craig Dulesky at the game, because he was with us about Iowa, I was like, that kid was great. Mm. He just had a shitty team, man. So, like, I think the Steelers rocking. I also think it's very telling that they didn't draft a quarterback early and they got Will Howard late so that he could come in with Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's what's going to happen.
They also signed Scotty Miller.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Favorite honky?
Yeah. Cool.
Our favorite honky, Scotty Miller?
He's a glue guy, man. He's like a Craig Council style.
He was good because Tom Brady made him good.
You're goddamn right.
So what, dude?
That was it. Nothing since Tom Brady's
smart.
Gone.
Now Mason Rudolph is going to take him to the next level.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Just say that defense is going to be able to just rotate. I mean, you're just getting no break.
Seriously, I don't like. So here's their starting defense: is Derek Harmon, Benton, and they run 3-4 or 3-4. So Derek Harmon, Benton, and Cameron Hayward, and they have T.J. Watt, Patrick McQueen, Peyton Wilson, Alex Highsmith, and then the fucking secondary. They have Darius Slay and Minkah Fitzpatrick and Joey Porter Jr. What the fuck,
Slay's
man?
Slay's kind of washed. That's why we let him go.
So what I'm saying is, as fun as Bears games are going to be to watch, Steelers games will be
It'll be
boring.
The worst out in football. But it's also going to be the worst place to go.
Yeah,
like going
going
to Pittsburgh to play against this team is going to, like, it's like there are these stories from when Nolan Ryan played where dudes would always get sick the night before.
Yeah.
Nolan was pitching, like, oh, man, I don't feel good. It's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got the flu, huh?
But, like, I'm going to the second round here. Here's some picks that I loved. Will Johnson, the Cardinals, at fucking 47. In
apparently
what world?
Has a knee issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that, like, he should have been top 10. I love that kid in college. He's out of Michigan. He was a lockdown corner. Saw him many, many times. He was unbelievable here. Obviously, you mentioned Luther Burden. That was one of my favorites. RJ Harvey, dude. At 60 to the fucking Broncos, who need a running back. Look,
he's a beast. And he ran a 4.4.
Not only is he a beast, but, like, imagine if he has an NFL line. And this is what I keep telling people about Genty. Like, Genty had a 5.6 line. These guys are all fucking dudes in the NFL. I think RJ Harvey has a great year. Mm. I think Genty has a great year behind a real offensive line.
Harvey led a 3-score comeback as a running back against TCU live. Like, we were down 3 to 4 scores, and he's just like, nah, I got this.
And by the way, you know what I love about him is I haven't heard one fucking bad word about that kid.
He might be a decent pick for offensive rookie of the year, to be honest.
If you were going
to
sprinkle,
because
Denver runs the ball.
All the wide receivers, you got to share. Maybe one of them breaks out. Genty, that offense is not going to be good. Like, who's on that team?
I know.
Like they don't have the ability to throw the goddamn ball, right? So it's good. They're going to stack up on Genty.
Like, ATN looked like shit. I mean, it's he still had 1,000 yards.
Who you talking about, Trevor?
Yeah,
the young one.
The one that's on there now.
Travis.
I thought he was on Jacksonville.
He is, but he's still there, and he had 1,000 yards. So it's like, all right, cool. If he can have 1,000 yards,
yeah, maybe we'll
Genty
see.
Genty can definitely have 1,000.
I don't think
yards.
1,000 yards is going to win you rookie of the year, though.
I mean, assuming Cam Ward doesn't have a good year, like not even a great year, but just a quarterback that a rookie quarterback that does well will probably win it.
I mean, you could see
by default he should be the favorite.
You could see a like an early Cam season out of him, or even an early Lamar season out of him, where he just has to do everything on that team because he's definitely going to have to.
Yeah, another one I didn't hate, by the way, which no one is talking about, Jalen Milroe to Seattle. I don't believe in Durr at all.
Durr was good.
Durr
was good last year.
Well, until he got to the playoffs. But,
but who cares? Most teams don't.
I look at this Jalen Milroe pick the exact same way I look at Jalen Hurts, where if you can develop an offense around him and kind of simplify the game, I think he might be all right. I really do. Like, the NFL is a different story, and the Eagles have been the only one to crack that code with a shitty quarterback and kind of figure out what to do with him.
Jalen Hurts is not shitty, and he also just got so many different quarterbacks' jobs. By succeeding.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. There is no Jalen Milroe in the second round without Hurts. Like, there isn't. Because if you can build around somebody's strengths and skills like this, I agree with it. I also think
coaching, right? Like, the coach should probably adapt the offense to the guys
100%.
That's what you're fucking supposed to do.
But why haven't anybody besides the Eagles figured that the fuck out? Like, I just don't understand it.
The Ravens have. Like, with Lamar.
Lamar was really, really rough at first, even though he was a Heisman
first 3 years,
Like, the throwing game wasn't there. Mm. Like, I mean, if you remember in that first year.
He's evolved into a really good passer.
Oh, yes, he has. Yeah, yeah. No, but the first year that they made the playoffs, it might have been his rookie year, actually. The Chargers just played, like, two extra cornerbacks because they were like, he's just going to run, so we need fast dudes on the field. Uh-huh. And they completely shut him down.
Yeah.
But, obviously, now Lamar is, like, a top 3 quarterback in the league. I mean, it's probably top 2.
Yeah.
It's either him or Mahomes.
Yep.
With Allen right behind him.
Mahomes is not a top 2 quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. 4 Super Bowls.
Regular season stuff?
4 Super Bowls?
He has. Are you mad that he's still not breaking records? He's just winning games?
It's 4 Super Bowls?
He doesn't have 4 Super Bowls. He's been to 4 Super Bowls.
Been to 5.
Been to 5.
1-3, yeah.
3-2.
3-2.
I don't know. He kind of.
You love LeBron, too. What's his record?
I don't love LeBron.
I love him.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Well, he's about to get bounced in the playoffs.
I have beef with LeBron.
Did you see that they Yeah, for the summer camp. Did you see that they played all five starters the entire second half?
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
And now they got to come back on one day rest.
Yeah, they're going to blow the fuck out.
Anthony is... He may as well. That dude is the best athlete in the NBA, right?
We'll get to it.
I also don't care that he hasn't won. Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, I forgot about Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
Talent-wise. There. But was Rodgers for all those years, too.
And then
right?
Josh Allen.
But I look at look at what the Eagles did with fucking Hurts, and I don't understand why you can't do that with other people and just kind of base it around their skills.
There was a long-held belief in the NFL that you basically needed like a top five quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and I think Hurts pushed that back to like top 10, top 12.
But by the way, I think this draft reflected it, where they were like, you know what, we're taking two in the first rounds, fuck everybody else, and then if we can fit them into our system, like a Jalen Milroe at Seattle or the rest of these guys, man, I think it's worth a shot examining that model.
I mean, the Giants they're taking a shot with Jackson Dart too.
Yeah.
And you've got Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston.
I watched that Kentucky game. I watched that Florida game. I'm sour.
He was bad in that Kentucky game.
Bad in that Florida game. Florida gave him two opportunities to take it back. Yep. And he's just
Drew Allard. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a real game. That Jackson Dart was ass in.
Well,
I've watched a lot of ass in games.
I mean, Ohio State, he's never won. Like
the Giants also took Cam Scatabo.
Sure did. Let's go.
You got something to say about that?
Scatabo.
You got Scatabo. You got Malik Neighbors.
You've got Scatabo. Devin.
Abdul. This is a fun team now.
Wait, just in the backfield, you got Scatabo, Devin Singletary, and Tyrone Tracy, who are all going to get you somewhere around 700 yards. You got three 700-yard guys on your backfield.
Abdul Carter, first off, is just like a sleeper cell for the Eagles. Because
he'll be on the South Eagles Jersey for 3 years.
Yeah,
Eagles fan.
3 years.
Yeah.
3 years tops.
Yeah.
It'll be 6 years because they'll franchise him 1 year and be like, oh, he'll never sign with the Eagles.
Right.
Fucking idiots. God damn, the Giants suck at everything.
Oh, they're the fucking worst here. Going through the rest of this year, as far as steals in the draft, I'm with you, Jack Sawyer. Latham Ransom was also a steal. Where'd you go, Carolina? You're invisible there. Dylan Sampson, man. So Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee, I fucking love this kid. I saw him play 4 times in real life. He's awesome. And that was a massive steal for the Browns. What I can't figure out, though, for the life of me, you get Quinshon Judkins in 2, Dylan Sampson at 4, essentially, here. And why would you get 2 amazing running backs, 2 quarterbacks, who are just essentially auditioning against each other? Like,
allegedly,
what are you doing there?
Their defense is set. Honestly,
they are. So the defense is set.
They were basically just drafting for what's our board look like? Who are the best players on the board? We don't care. It's not about positions. Just get the best dudes.
But why give Cleveland an A+ if you're ESPN when, to me, you took 2 rounds in a row? You took back-to-back running backs, back-to-back quarterbacks.
I guess just diversification amongst assets. And also, again, they got a lot from Jacksonville for that minor trade down. Like, they got a first-round pick next year. Jacksonville's not making the playoffs. Like, that's not going
to happen. No, with Trevor Lawrence.
No, Jacksonville's not making the playoffs. So you get another high pick next year in the first and second round, plus all these assets where, again, maybe Shadur works out, maybe Dylan works out, one of those running backs probably works out, and your defense is already one of the best in the league. I think they drafted intelligently where they just didn't care. Like, oh, well, now we need this, now we need that. They're just like, here's the best player on the board, let's go. This is the best. Like, again, Shadur in the 5th round or whatever, they're like, this value is too insane to pass up, so we just got to take it.
Okay.
That's not a bad way to draft, especially if you're not bare bones. They're not bare bones.
Yeah.
Like, the Browns are a joke. Yeah. But they're not bare bones.
There's also a lot of time between now and September.
Also, wasn't Stefanski like coach of the year 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And they cut. Then they let Baker go to Jacksonville.
Now, I want to ask you about a guy from UCF. Look, a lot of UCF players don't get drafted. Okay.
No, they do.
They don't.
They do.
But Mac McWilliams.
Yeah.
Goes to Philadelphia. Corner. Like, are you amped about that?
I didn't like him that much at UCF. So
okay,
we'll see. I mean, he's going to be like kind of like a
Keely Ringo,
a nickel guy.
Ringo.
Well, you guys already have.
We're good on the best. Yeah, we're good with corner.
The best
right now.
Secondary in fucking football.
So
now,
he's
probably.
Additive. He doesn't have to do much.
You know what's weird is like the Eagles didn't need anything this draft.
No,
I mean nothing.
I mean,
I think they'll be in the exact same spot next year.
You need depth, right? Like the second long run. Actually, they're 3 years deep into long playoff runs. They need depth. Yeah. You need to be able to cycle dudes in and out.
That's hyped on UCF right now. We just signed Vitor Belfort's son.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
To do what?
He's a quarterback.
Oh, not to fight people?
Yeah, well, okay. Well, he could also fight for us as well.
Yeah.
Because he trains boxing and MMA.
All right. Chris Paul Jr. from Ole Miss.
Okay.
I'm in.
What's he play?
Linebacker.
Hmm.
Linebacker there. So good for him.
I mean, Chris is not a small man, technically. He's 6'1".
Right.
Right.
He's deceivingly small.
Because
in
of
real
all
life.
The dudes on the court, yeah. But on a football field, the kid's probably jacked. And also, Chris has big ass legs. So
yeah.
The kid's probably a unit.
Chris is a unit. I mean, he's a wide
dude. For a fucking point guard, he's a fucking unit.
Yeah. Ollie Gordon II going fucking round six to Oklahoma. I mean, from Oklahoma State to the Dolphins.
Yeah,
he
sucks.
Holy shit.
Ollie Gordon blows.
He was the favorite, by the way, to win the Heisman last year.
We broke him.
Apparently it did. He was the favorite to win the Heisman, and then he goes in the sixth round. Holy shit, what happened to that guy?
I mean, what happened to Oklahoma State?
Gundy's got him at the hostage. Yeah. They can't fire him.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Something's there.
You know what the story of the entire draft was? The only story that really matters of the entire draft is that of the 32 first-round picks, 26 of them were from the SEC or the Big Ten.
Really?
Yep.
Shit, dude.
How many college, did the Big 12 have?
Not enough. College football
nothing.
Is...
Well, they have McMillan,
two, least. 3 years from now, none of the other conferences will be relevant.
I agree.
If they are now.
The total draft picks were SEC 79 and Big Ten 64.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Ohio State led the way with 15 draft picks.
SEC was 15 in the first round, I think. Set a record. Big Ten was 11.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
Ohio State tied the record, and then they also were the first team ever to have five first-round wide receiver picks in the first round, which is fucking gnarly, dude.
Wait, what?
Not this year, but in the last, like, two or three years.
No, this year. Emeka Buka, first round.
No, but you didn't have five wide receivers taken this
year. No, but five in a row. Five years in a row, that is in fucking
well,
sane,
I don't know what their deal is next year, but Johnson, or what's his name? Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith will be the year after. I think it'll be Carnell Tate probably next year.
I don't know if he's going to be a first rounder. We'll
God
see.
Damn, he's good.
Depends on how your quarterback does.
Yeah, it does. By the way, it does.
Yeah. Everybody's already seen what Jeremiah can do.
I know.
He could sit out next year and still get drafted.
He could sit
overall.
Out for 2 years. Yeah. Because he's got two more years left and be the first rounder.
I think he's the best. He's the best. College wide receiver I think I've ever seen in my life.
They had him at one right now.
It's just like Randy Moss played at such a small school, it's hard to quantify how good he was back then, but this kid is playing in the fucking for the team at the moment, and he is so goddamn good.
By the way, Randy Moss got all the offers.
You're supposed to go to Notre Dame.
He's a hillbilly. Yeah. He doesn't want to fucking...
He had off the field problems.
Well,
he was supposed to go to Notre Dame and Ohio State, so like one of those two was offering him here. Looking down at for some of the top hits here for you guys, I know there's a lot of Notre Dame fans out there. Riley Leonard actually did get drafted, which is shocking to me.
I actually am kind of hyped on Notre Dame this year.
Who's their quarterback?
Angeli. I liked him better.
He's not. They're starting, by the way.
He's not?
Nope.
Damn.
They announced somebody else over the weekend, and I didn't recognize his name.
No.
Or else I would have brought it up. But Riley Leonard got drafted. Let's see. Going through the end of this here. Graham Mertz.
Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. He got drafted. Okay. Interesting. To the Texans. That's a wild one there.
Good clip.
Damn, the Seahawks had 11 picks in this draft.
No.
Oh, damn.
They had three in the seventh and three in the fifth, two in the second. They had three of the top 50 picks.
A punter got drafted in round six. What? Shout out to my punters out there. Let's go. Let's go, dude. Proud of you, Jeremy Crenshaw out of Florida. Proud of you, dude. Love you.
I don't like that.
You too, bro. That's how all these fucking dudes are getting it. And let's look for the last round here. See if there's any shockers, because you and I were gone. We're on flight. So, Quinn Ewers, Dolphins, last round. Who else?
That's
here?
Great value. Quinn Ewers in round seven.
And you only have to pay him like fucking $4. Yeah, you're great.
He's already rich, so.
I know. It doesn't matter. The house he was sitting in?
No.
There was about 90 animal heads cut off in that house. Yeah. It was the greatest draft house I've ever seen in my life.
He's from right over here, so that's not shocking.
Greatest draft house I've ever seen.
Probably hunts in the same place as I do. On the Dolphins roster right now, the other quarterback is – I mean, other than Tua, is Zach Wilson. So if Tua goes down this year, Quinn Ewers will be on that football field.
I agree.
I don't know if he'll be the first person out of the bullpen, but Zach Wilson will not last.
Well, Zach Wilson's going to be busy with a couple Cougars down there.
I mean, that's the worst place you could have sent this asshole.
My God, dude, that's Cougar Central.
Unless there's a football team at Scottsdale.
Yeah, I agree. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We'll do updates on NBA playoffs and all the other stuff next week. Right now, we're still in the heart of it, so no need now. We're all talking about the draft. We're all amped about football, college and pro here, so that's all that fucking matters to us. And then Bucks Lillard tears his Achilles, so he is confirmed. He is out for 25 and 26. That might be the rest of his career here. Breaking news at the end of the show. Appreciate you tuning in. For Dan the Day, Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.